Hello and welcome everybody to another episode of the After Buzz Podcast. It's Nico and Jimmy and your host, and with me, Buzz Adams.
Hello.
So today we had a segment on the regular morning show about morning wood.
We're going to talk about that again.
Well, I just want to bring up something interesting. We got a message in our app chat from a guy named AJ Rocks, who says men's health is actually widely ignored. It's misunderstood or unknown.
And everybody just starts laughing as soon as you want to talk about it. It's funny, right?
Well, it is funny, too.
Yeah, but he says it involves penises.
A weekly men's health segment would be good, informing and maybe get some men to start asking questions. What do you think of that?
Yeah, be real good. I find it really hard to find a doctor, like an actual doctor,
yeah,
to go on the air and give advice because you get into so many...
Oh, yeah, yeah. Liability is crazy for that kind of thing.
But in general,
we could talk about health, like general health. Hey, so you and I were at the Bacon Fest over the weekend.
Yeah.
Dude, can I tell you, my scalp is on fire.
Because you got too much sun?
I didn't know.
You got to put that, you know, my dad was a bald-headed man, Nico. You got to slather that on there.
I didn't know that's one of the areas.
You got to put a really good
like
SPF
right now,
on there.
Can you see it?
Oh, yeah. No, you got cooked.
It's red? Is it red?
Hold on. Can I tell Danny? He's in the other room.
Yeah.
Hey, Danny.
All right. Anyways.
I just realized, idiot, it turns my microphone off whenever I talk
to
Danny.
Let's not stop the recording just to talk to Danny, okay?
See,
if I do that, it cuts me off.
Oh, my microphone cannot be on while I'm talking to Danny in the talkback. Look at his head. You're going to peel, you know?
Is it really red on top?
He didn't realize that you would get a sunburn on top of your head.
It
hurts.
Come to the microphone, Danny.
Oh, you guys are on now?
Yeah.
All right, we're doing a quickie, but goodie.
Okay. A hat. Maybe you need to become a hat
guy. I guess so. I didn't know that was going to be a side effect of shaving my head.
I've never seen Danny's hair. As far as I know, he's bald as a
on Sunday.
But Danny wears a hat a lot.
I'm just too lazy to do my hair.
All right. I know you probably still have to be in there for something or no?
Yeah, well, just to check. I mean, I got like 5 minutes.
That's all it's going to take. All right, today we're going to be talking about money issues. All right, first up, apparently the average cost of going out on a date has steadily been climbing. What do you think the average cost on going on a date is?
On a date?
Yes, in 2026, today.
Well, what entails a date?
Dinner. Yeah, so dinner and activity.
I can tell you.
$100 minimum.
Yeah, that's pretty accurate. Yeah, $100.
At least here it says $200 is the
Jesus.
Average.
We are doomed as a species. We're not going to procreate anymore.
Yeah, I mean, because I'm thinking of like when I go with my girlfriend to the movies. That's around movies itself, like $30.
$30.
Two tickets and some popcorn,
and then maybe about another $40 for dinner.
$40-$50 for dinner. Yeah. Depending on where you
go. So, yeah, you know what? Maybe it's a little bit less in El Paso, but, yeah. Oh, plus drinks. I mean, you and your girl don't drink that much
either.
No.
So, yeah.
So, this is called dateflation, and the cost of going on a date has increased 12%. Last year, it was $160. Now, that's a big increase.
In 1 year?
In 1 year.
Well, I don't know how...
$40
I don't know how current these findings are, but I got to remind you, the price of oil goes up. Everything. The price of everything else that gets shipped anywhere goes
good
up.
Good point.
Literally anything else. Yeah.
Well, 47% of singles are saying it's just not financially worth it to go dating right now.
Is that how you feel, Nico?
In some ways. Yeah. I definitely don't date. I feel like it's much more cost effective to just bang. But no, and honestly, yeah, it seems like it's a demotivator, cost of everything. All right. Next up. Americans are underestimating how long they're going to live. And I'm totally guilty of this. I'm always like in my head, like, I'm only got
if
about
you told
like-
me I was going to live to be 100 years old, I would be horrified because I'm not planning for 100
years. You don't
want
to live to 100?
Even 80. What if I told you 80?
Yeah, I need to. I'm not counting on that.
Yeah. So, when it comes to retirement planning, a lot of Americans are oblivious to one key statistic, how long they're likely to live.
Like 70 probably, right?
Only a third can correctly identify how long a 65-year-old will typically live, according to a new study, which reveals the magic number is 84 for men, 87 for women.
Mm. You know, I guess in previous, not that long ago, grown man in America, even in the 1900s, I lived to 55 or 60. You know, that would be a long, long life.
Yeah.
Now you still retire at, you know, whatever, 65. Some people retire at 65. Mm-hmm. Pretty standard. Now you got another 30 years
to live.
Right.
Well, it's a big problem because workers are underestimating their longevity and they're saving less than they need.
Ooh, okay.
For a 30 plus year retirement.
Well, I can see you as an 80-year-old.
I can see, but yeah, I think it sucks if you only, like, I only wanted to be here till 60. Why am I still here?
Well, 60's a little too close for comfort. I'll tell you that right now, boys.
And finally, the top 10 college majors that grads regret. The new grads. Communications number 2 / media studies.
Yeah.
Is psychology on there?
Okay, so definitely not something you have to spend 4 years of college.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Psychology is not on there, Danny. Okay, okay. But sociology, anthropology, and social work is.
Oh, okay, okay.
So wow. I'll go through just...
How about medieval French poetry?
I'll go through the top 10. 10, history of philosophy.
Oh, God.
That makes sense.
Number 8, biological sciences, which include biology, neuroscience, or genetics.
Why would they regret that? That sounds like a, you know...
I guess there's not enough direct correlations to jobs just for that.
It's just... You undergrad?
Have, yeah, this is just for
so
undergrad.
So I guess for those you need more like an advanced degree.
Yes,
yeah,
definitely.
For those, yeah.
English literature or journalism.
And my other one.
You can just teach. After that, yeah.
Public health or health administration.
That seems to be, hold on a second. That seems to be a booming field. Like so many of the jobs, it seems like that
I guess you
got around and going to be around for a while. It seemed to be in.
In health, but like this is administration. I think you can cut down on administration.
Yeah, they might
a lot.
They might AI some of that out there, but then like home health workers. Man,
well, that's not this. Home health workers is not health health administration are the CEOs. Sociology, anthropology, social work, criminal justice or law enforcement, physical sciences like physics, chemistry, and earth sciences.
Yeah.
Number 3, interdisciplinary studies or general studies. 2, communication, media studies, or public relations. And number 1,
political science.
Yeah, of course. Of course. Oh, those guys.
Yeah.
Fuck those guys.
it's
the worst. And I think that all goes back to why you probably can't afford your dates if you're in any one of those majors.
Yep.
All right, that's going to do it for today's episode of the AfterBuzz podcast. Thank you, Danny, for being on. It was a quickie, but shorty. We'll
get some lotion.
I know.
To take the
I honestly,
sting
it's
out of
already
that.
Hurting right now from touching it too much right now from the band.
I think you got some granitos. I don't even say it in English, but some dots, little.
I have dots.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
What are those?
Granitos.
Granitos, just little like
hives. Hot
rash. Hives. There you go. Yeah.
Like heat bumps.
Heat bumps.
Yeah. Yeah.
Heat rash. Yeah.
Hey, if you get a sunburn and it peels, can I peel the skin off your head?
He loves doing that. Like he loves peeling off skin. All right. Talk to y'all next time. I'm the AfterBuzz.